Let me start with the number that I think sets the context for everything in this segment. Morgan Stanley's finding that Europe's AI spending trails the United States by a factor of 20, not 20%, 20 times. The U.S. is deploying capital into AI infrastructure, model development, and enterprise adoption at a scale that simply has no equivalent in Europe. The consequences of that gap compound over time in ways that are difficult to reverse once infrastructure and talent concentrations develop.
Before we go further into the competitive landscape, I want to spend a moment on the workforce story because it connects the AI industry to the lived experience of ordinary workers in a way the infrastructure numbers don't. A new survey finds that most workers now believe AI is shrinking entry-level hiring. This is a perception question. We're measuring what workers believe, not necessarily what the data definitively shows, but perceptions have real effects. If young workers entering the job market believe AI has closed off the entry-level roles that traditionally served as career launch pads, they make different choices about education, training, and career planning.
The mechanism matters here. Entry-level hiring isn't just about filling seats. It's the primary pathway through which people learn professional skills through structured experience and mentorship. If AI handles the tasks that junior analysts, junior writers, junior coders, and junior researchers used to do, organizations don't just save money. They also lose the institutional mechanism for developing the next generation of senior talent. The long-term productivity effects of hollowing out the entry level are not captured in near-term cost savings.
The chatfishing story from Bloomberg is genuinely fascinating from a social technology perspective. Bloomberg reported that growing numbers of singles on dating apps are outsourcing their conversations to ChatGPT and Claude, essentially having AI write their messages for them. The platform creates a connection that doesn't match real-life chemistry because the person you've been talking to hasn't been showing up. This is a downstream consequence of building AI tools powerful enough to pass as human in casual conversation. The technology solves the anxiety of the first message and then creates a deeper problem at the moment of actual connection.
Scott Galloway's prediction that OpenAI will replace Sam Altman within 6 months is worth taking seriously, even if you're skeptical of Galloway's track record on bold calls. The argument, as I understand it, centers on governance tensions between the commercial ambitions that Altman is pushing and the safety commitments that OpenAI's founding mission and board structure were designed to protect. The company raised capital at a valuation that creates enormous pressure to generate returns, and the decisions required to generate those returns may conflict with the more cautious development pathway that some board members prefer.
I'd push back slightly on Galloway's framing. The governance tensions are real, but Altman has navigated and survived serious board challenges before. The November 2023 attempted ouster, which he reversed within days, demonstrated both that he has vulnerabilities and that he has sufficient support among investors and employees to maintain his position. Galloway could be right that the pressure builds to a breaking point within 6 months, but I'd want to see specific governance or structural triggers to make that prediction high confidence.
The Bessent sanctions threat against China over A. I model IP theft is significant geopolitically. The Treasury Secretary accused Chinese AI models of containing watermarks from American systems, meaning evidence that Chinese developers may have used American model outputs to train their own models in violation of terms of service or intellectual property protections. The legal and technical questions here are complex, but the policy question is clear. The U.S. is signaling that AI model theft will be treated as a sanctions-worthy offense, which elevates the stakes of the technology competition significantly.
And that's the context in which Moonshot AI's $50 billion valuation and the broader question of a potential U.S. ban on Chinese AI models becomes so charged. If you're a Chinese AI company building toward an international user base, American market access is a significant part of your growth trajectory. A ban closes that off and forces a bifurcated global AI market: American models in the West, Chinese models in China, and allied markets.
The Suno AI breach story should concern anyone thinking about AI platform security. 55 million user accounts were exposed, and the company apparently waited 8 months before disclosing the breach. 8 months of silence on a breach of that scale is a serious failure of responsible disclosure norms. Users whose credentials were exposed had no opportunity to change passwords, enable additional authentication, or take protective action because they didn't know they needed to. This is the kind of outcome that regulators point to when arguing for mandatory breach notification timelines.
The Azure DevOps MCP flaw is technically interesting and practically dangerous. A security researcher found that invisible HTML comments embedded in pull request descriptions can bypass Microsoft's prompt injection defenses and cause AI agents operating in that environment to exfiltrate confidential data. What makes this particularly tricky is that the attack vector is invisible to human reviewers. You can look at a pull request and see nothing suspicious, while the underlying HTML contains instructions that manipulate the AI system. This is the kind of vulnerability that's very difficult to defend against through normal code review processes.
The broader lesson is one we should keep emphasizing. AI agents operating in software development environments have access to sensitive code, credentials, and architectural information. The security surface area for prompt injection attacks in those environments is enormous, and the defenses are still catching up to the attack surface.